I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. We're talking about what happens when you have to break family ties because of abuse, drugs, or other breaches of trust. Can you rebuild those bonds, and should you? We continue our conversation with two women who've made tough decisions. Brenda Combs decided to end her crack addiction 12 years ago. She's now an elementary school teacher living in Phoenix, Arizona. Also with us is Judge Lynn Toler, star of the TV show Divorce Court. Judge Toler's work on the bench has been shaped a lot by her own personal experience. Welcome back, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, Brenda, Judge Toler was saying how hard it is for families to cut off addicted members. You were giving a knowing chuckle. It sounds like your family had a hard time letting go. Eventually, you did have a moment, though, where you decided to change your life. What was that moment, and then how did you rejoin your family?
The moment came one day. I woke up in an alley and realized someone had stolen the shoes off of my feet. And it was summer here in Phoenix. It was 115 degrees outside. And by the time I walked from that alley down to a park where there were other homeless people gathered, the bottoms of my feet were blistered. And I got to that park and I remember looking around thinking, I smell bad. I look horrible. I haven't changed my clothes. My feet were burning. And I just said to myself, you know, I don't know what my purpose and my destiny is in life, but I do know that this could not be the life that God called for me, to be a homeless crack addict. And I went to the probation office, turned myself in, and my probation officer gave me a resource book to find a program to enter into. And so I entered into a program and did 90 days in a halfway house program. And after that, I moved into a halfway house for women.
When was the first time that you felt that you were back on solid footing with your family, that they trusted you?
It took a while because my drug addiction was 10 years, 10, a whole decade. So it took a while, probably more so from my mother than with the rest of my family. And but eventually, within a couple of years of being off of the drugs, I felt that the relationship had repaired itself. I mean, my parents and my brother and sister were very supportive when I was in the program. They were very positive. They were always telling me, you can do it, Brenda. You know, we believe in you. And my mom especially would always say, you know, just pray. You know, God will get you through this. You can do it. So I had a lot of support, even though I didn't see them that often because I had moved to Phoenix and my parents lived north of Phoenix.
Let me go to Judge Toler. Obviously, Brenda's story is one very important and, you know, widespread story of how families can be driven apart. But it doesn't take something as dramatic as this. Because you're on divorce court, you must see a lot of people who are split up by money. What does that mean to people sometimes?
People are often split up by money. The difficult part is when you have a deception in the family of some sort. I mean, being an addict often involves a lot of deception. There's deception as far as money is concerned or cheating is concerned. And deception deals, especially within the family, deals with the very core of what is that at a family, which is trust. And once you have done that, it's difficult to repair that. Other things are easier to repair than that lack of trust because of the fear that causes. So you know that when you do have issues of trust about theft or cheating on your spouse, that is a much more difficult rift to repair and more difficult to bring that individual back into the fold of the family.
Go ahead, Brenda.
You know, well, I do agree with that. For me, like I said earlier, dropping out of school was the beginning because it was a disappointment. I'm the oldest, and my parents were looking forward to seeing me, you know, continue with my education and get my degree. And so after I had finally was able to get off of the drugs, when I decided to go back to school to get my degree, that I think was also a pivotal point in starting to repair the relationship with my family. And it also helped me improve my self-esteem. So when I told them, you know, I'm going to go and get my bachelor's, my master's, and go on to a PhD, it gave them I think that they had a different outlook, you know, on how they viewed me.
Yeah, and it's not so, and I think that is so true because it was something they could see as opposed to something that you said.
Right,
and
right.
And once you were able to see that and the product of the change, then it mm-hmm. is much easier to trust because you say things or had the opportunity to say things all the time which were deceptive.
Right. Now, right. we're going to have to get ready to wrap this up, but Judge Toler, maybe you can give us a guideline for when you think what kinds of things you should look for when you're trying to decide whether to keep someone in your life or let them go. What kinds of issues or what kinds of litmus tests should you use? And I don't just mean addiction or money, but any breach of trust.
Well, when anything that some one member of your family is doing is either significantly changing your ability to support yourself, exposing you or someone else into the home to threats or problems, in other words, addicts or may bring around an unsavory element, if it is changing the security of you or someone in your family, that is the point at which you draw a line and say, we will not tolerate these behaviors. You may not remain if you exhibit them. So when something within the home, stability, financial, legal, safety, changes, you violent outbursts, as soon as the stability of those individuals in the house change, that is the point in time which you say, that's enough.
Well, Judge Toler, Brenda, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Judge Lynn Toler is the star of Divorce Court and author of My Mother's Rules, A Practical Guide to Becoming an Emotional Genius. And Brenda Combs is an elementary school teacher in Phoenix, Arizona. Her forthcoming book about her life is called Finding My Shoes. She joined us from member station KJZZ in Phoenix.